How much do you know about the foods you eat? Have you ever wondered what exactly are those chemicals listed on food labels and where do they come from? Darlene Vervirka does. She works for the nonprofit Vegetarian Resource Group in Baltimore, Maryland. Vervirka says that every year she gets hundreds of calls from consumers wanting to know more about food ingredients. But she says it's not just vegetarians who are interested.
We were getting a lot of inquiries from the Muslim, Hindu, Jain, and Jewish communities, and also a lot of calls from people with allergies wondering could they eat these ingredients, and just people in general concerned with polysorbate 80 as an example. What is MSG? What exactly is that?
So Vervirka and her colleagues spent a year uncovering the origins of hundreds of food additives. During their research, they found that things like fish bladders are used in winemaking, and cow bones are often used to process granulated sugar. But they paid special attention to ingredients listed only as natural flavor and natural color. Vervirka says they're vague terms that don't reveal what consumers are actually eating.
It can be most anything from a spice, from a fruit, from any type of plant, from meat, from seafood, poultry, eggs, dairy products, fermentation products. It could literally be anything.
One of the more eye-catching natural colors Vervirka discovered was carmine, a chemical derived from the Peruvian cochineal beetle. The insects are used to give foods like beverages, yogurts, and popsicles a pink or red color. Vervirka says that current food labeling laws don't require manufacturers to identify the source of natural flavors and colors like cochineal, and that, she claims, leaves consumers in the dark.
People should be able to know what's in their food, particularly if someone just chooses to avoid a particular product for any reason. They should be able to read the label and find that it's on there, and as the current labeling laws stand, they can't.
Vervirka says that's why her organization published the 28-page Food Ingredients Guide. It describes the source of more than 200 food additives and how they're used. That guide would have helped Nidra Rogers, who just finished her weekly shopping. Her grocery bag contains red popsicles and strawberry yogurt. Each is colored with carmine. Rogers had no idea that carmine contained the cochineal beetle extract.
I just can't believe it. I'm not a vegetarian. I'm still furious because someone close to me is, so we're sharing the same products. So it's important for me just as much, even though I'm not.
Rogers says she tries to be aware of what she's eating, but explains that food labels don't provide her with information she can easily understand.
I just want to know where does it come from? Why don't I know anything about this? Why don't somebody tell me? How can I get more information about this product and this ingredient? Does the FDA inform people or what?
Well, it says it on the label.
There's no explanation or anything. I just thought, I guess with all labels, you just don't know what you're eating because you can't make out the words.
While eating cochineal beetle extract may be distasteful to some consumers, it's unlikely to be harmful. Dr. Manisha Maske is a nutritionist at the University of Chicago. She says that although some food additives sound exotic, there's little cause for alarm.
Cochineal as a food color has been used for centuries. And if it does provide the same nutrient value as some other source, it doesn't make a difference in terms of nutrition.
Dr. Maske adds that while some people are allergic to carmine, it's generally considered to be safe. While federal laws do require that ingredients be listed on food labels, they also allow many additives to be included under the heading natural color and natural flavor. Darlene Bailey is a spokesperson for the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Congress says to industry, you do not really have to list every ingredient, every color on your label. All we require you to do is make sure that it's safe and effective. Because of that fact, manufacturers can manufacture anything that they want as long as they apply with the labeling requirements. So there are many things that are being marketed on a daily basis that FDA is not aware of.
Bailey explains that terms like natural flavor and color were created in part to protect secret recipes like the Coca-Cola formula. She says consumers who want more information than food labels provide can call the FDA or the food manufacturer. But she says manufacturers aren't obligated to reveal what those natural colors and flavors really are.
What the manufacturer does is up to them if they want the consumer to know that. If you're dissatisfied with that information, then you have another way of approaching it. You write to your congressman.
And for her part, nutritionist Manisha Maske isn't sure that adding more information to food labels will be useful to consumers.
From a public health perspective, we are providing a lot of information on food labels, And for a lot of people, that can be extremely confusing. And I am not sure whether it is helpful to continue to add more and more information.
But Darlene Ververka of the Vegetarian Resource Group disagrees. She says consumers have the right to know what they're eating and that her organization's Food Ingredients Guide will help them do just that.
You should at least be able to choose. It's not fair that people can't even determine whether or not they want to eat something because they can't tell what's in it from the label.
For information on the Food Ingredients Guide, contact the Vegetarian Resource Group on the internet at vrg.org. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Steve Frankel in Chicago.